old business. The first item on the agenda today is conditional use number 2598, TPEDESU245 LLC.
Yep, Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2598 for TPEDESU245 LLC for a solar energy facility in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of the conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, the solar array will be located within approximately 19.39 fenced-in acres of a larger 67.23-acre tract. The array area complies with all of the code requirements for separation distances and setbacks from property lines and dwellings. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar array will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is located on a parcel of land that is surrounded on three sides by land used for agricultural purposes, including poultry houses. The boundaries adjacent to residential uses will include a 30-foot-wide landscape buffer to screen the use. Five, this application generally complies with Section 115-172.I of the Sussex County Zoning Code regarding solar arrays. Six, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. And DLDOT has stated that the traffic impact will be diminutive. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Seven, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions set forth in Section 115-172.1 of the Zoning Code and the following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for the solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of this conditional use. C, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a 7-foot-tall fence to comply with the height requirement of the National Electric Code. The fencing shall be a knot wire agricultural style fencing, including an interwoven privacy screening. The privacy screening shall be attached to the fence using metal fasteners and a tension wire to reduce maintenance. The fence location and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. The property screening may be removed after 10 years from the installation of the solar array. The fencing shall remain. D, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a buffer strip of open space, a minimum of 100 feet from any street lines, and a minimum distance of 50 feet from all property lines. It shall also be no closer than 200 feet from a dwelling on adjacent property. The landscape buffer shall be at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the property adjacent to the lands of other ownership. This landscape buffer shall use existing vegetation or shall be planted with 70% evergreen vegetation and 30% deciduous vegetation that serves as a screen while not impeding the use as a solar array facility. The location and types of vegetation used within this buffer area shall be included in a landscape plan provided with the final site plan. E, transformers and similar equipment shall be centrally located on the site. F, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. H, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. I, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes financial security to ensure that the funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2598 for TPEDESU245 LLC. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
Madam Chair, I was unable to attend the public hearing on this and I'd like to recuse myself.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes. For the reasons and conditions stated in the motion carries 4-0.